This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan could see an agreement on how to pay to fix the damn roads. Here to discuss that are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan State Senate, and T.J. Buchholz, President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm based in Lansing. So Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was on WJR the other day, and he says the Republicans might not need a road funding plan of their own because he, House Speaker Lee Chatfield, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are making progress on a plan. Ken, how surprising is that to you?
Well, I'm not surprised. I don't think it really matters how you get there, and meaning figuring out how to fix the roads and fund those fixes. Doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there. Now, my guess is, though, that there isn't going to be a Republican plan offered because it's probably impossible to put one together that just Republicans can pass because the revenue demand to fix the roads is so great it implies a tax increase, and I just don't see Republicans kind of publicly offering that.
TJ, any surprises here for you?
Yeah, I'm surprised for as long as Republicans have been talking about offering their own plan, a counter to Governor Whitmer, that they're saying today that they no longer plan to offer their own proposal and instead want to see if there's a way that they could work within the frame that Governor Whitmer has put together. I mean, it's been almost radio silence from certainly Senator Shirkey, but Republicans in general. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed that we don't have sort of two plans that are sort of a juxtaposition to each other to see some differences. So a little disappointed with that. I do think that, you know, it's encouraging that they are getting closer to a deal. They kind of have no choice. They have to reach a deal by September 30th. But I'm surprised that they're not offering a plan of their own. And I agree with Ken. It's probably due to the fact that they wouldn't have the votes for the revenue they need to solve the problem.
Well, there might be two plans. We're just not seeing them. Ken, any speculation as to what this final deal might look like?
No, I look into my crystal ball and it's pretty murky. The governor has proposed 45-cent increase in the gas tax, you know, annually to raise the money. Republicans, particularly in the Senate, have publicly been sort of looking at some alternatives. But the majority leader, Mike Shirkey, has said, look, it's going to take more revenue. He recognizes that. Now, what ultimately the compromise is and how much it raises, I mean, I really don't know. I think it's a problem. You know, Republicans, particularly in the House, and they're up for re-election next year, you know, you have redistricting looming, you got a couple vacant, at least one vacant congressional seat that Republicans are going to be involved in primaries, and I just think it creates a lot of obstacles and hurdles for them to overcome in terms of raising revenue. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here.
TJ, what do you think this deal might be?
You know, I agree with Ken, too. My crystal ball is equally murky. But what I don't hear Republicans sort of stating, the governor has been very clear that her line to fix this issue is $2.5 billion. And I don't think Republicans are going to be anywhere near that. I mean, they're talking about, I mean, what he told WJR yesterday was north of $1 billion. That is if it's north of $1 billion, let's pretend it's $1.5 billion even. That's, you know, a huge gap in terms of differences in terms of what Republicans and Democrats believe the funding should be to solve this problem, at least in the short term. So what I'm worried about is time on the clock. And if you spend some time looking at this, there's not seems to be urgency among not just the governor and Senator Shirkey, but sort of the people that are on their respective staffs that work together to actually put some details on paper to reach a conclusion. I think that we're going to see September, a lot of late nights for legislative staff and governor's office staff as they try and hammer out a deal.
You know, though, I like the optimism I'm hearing from Senator Shirkey. It occurs to me this is the way divided government is actually supposed to work. The Republicans and the Democrats each have to compromise enough to actually get something done. It's kind of like the Michigan political leaders could be poised to be the adults in the room. Maybe Washington ought to sit up and pay attention. Ken, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, the rhetoric is positive, but then again, you're not going to go on a major radio show and express pessimism about solving a problem. My fear is, and we've been down this road before, the worst case scenario is You raise taxes to fix a problem, and because you don't raise them enough, the problem gets worse over time. That's the worst-case scenario you could do. Raise taxes to fix a problem, and the problem gets worse. And if you don't raise enough money to fix the roads, we're in that soup again.
Yeah, we just did that not too long ago. TJ, what do you think? Are we seeing an example here in Michigan that Washington can observe or should observe?
Well, I mean, constitutionally, these people have to work together. I mean, at the end of the day, you can be, you know, on opposite sides of an issue. At the end of the day, though, the Michigan Constitution ensures that they come together in some manner and fashion to make sure they have a budget. They can't do what the federal government does and not balance a budget. My question is, you know, if Republicans are not focused on raising new revenue, as the governor has suggested, and they want to sort of move things around inside the budget, you know, where does that money come from, and what sort of constituency suffers?
Yeah, who gets shorted?
Who gets shorted? For me, that's a question that needs an answer, and we certainly don't have one yet.
Okay, yeah. Guys, I just took another look at my crystal ball, and suddenly it's clear. I'm going to make a prediction. Whatever they do, it's going to be a multi-year phase-in. I think that's the only way they can cobble together the votes, you know, for more revenue.
Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Senate Majority Leader. And TJ Buchholz, president of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm based in Lansing. Thanks, you two. Have a great weekend.
You too, Lester.
Thanks, Lester.